Now, this is the point where Nathan was going to say a few words, and he's been kind enough to tell me what those few words were. He said it's a short message, and I've got it here, so I'm not just going to read it, but I'm just going to refer to it. And what Nathan wanted us to know, to remind all of us, that the Queen is this amazing person. She keeps breaking the records all the time. Some people think that, well, she's very rich, but she doesn't do much, does she? Now she's an old lady. She's 96, all due respect to Meghan. Relatively young in respect to Meghan. But she's 96. But in fact, as we heard earlier, she's actually travelled to 150 Commonwealth countries, or 150 times to Commonwealth countries. And they were not holidays. They were all working trips. So she's worked really hard. Did you know how many postcards she writes and signs every year? 300,000. That is a third of a million. Hard. So she's a busy lady. She does work, and she's quite an impressive lady for that reason alone, at the age of 96. And she also has the great pleasure of meeting Boris. That's our Prime Minister, because she always meets with the Prime Ministers of the country every week, and they just talk about all the important things. And it's wonderful, because she's such an open-hearted Christian. Clearly, this lady is having an impact for God, the God she loves, in ways that we can only just imagine. And she's an incredible lady. But she says there's somebody much more important than her, who is not a queen but a king, and that is, of course, Jesus Christ. So Nathan was wanting just to remind us that Jesus really is the author, the anchor of her life and the inspiration of her life. She's blessed so many people. The Queen's done wonderful things, and yet she knows that her Saviour Jesus has done even more wonderful things. Healing people, helping people, changing lives, guaranteeing us a place in heaven when our time comes, because of what he did for us upon that cross. But there's something else I wanted to just add to that. There's somebody else in her life that we haven't mentioned yet, and his name is the Holy Spirit. Now, you might know that today is a special day. It's the anniversary of when the Holy Spirit left heaven and came down and filled all the disciples that were gathered together. Jesus had, by this time, he had died on the cross. He had been raised from the dead. He said he would do that. They thought he was talking about building the temple again, because he said, if you destroy the temple, I'll build it in 3 days. He was talking about his body. He was talking about his life, but of course they didn't understand that. And as we know, 3 days later, he's back alive, Easter Sunday. And then something wonderful happened on Ascension Day. Now, we may not know so much about Ascension Day, but it was a very important day for you and for me and the Queen and every other Christian who's ever lived. I just want to read a few words, because Jesus had revealed himself to his followers, and they were just shocked and amazed when they found the tomb empty. And then, of course, they were gathered together in an upper room, which is their meeting place, probably about the size of this building here. And he just turned up. He kind of came through the walls and just appeared to them as the living Jesus. And they thought, we are seeing a ghost. And what is going on? And he said, no, touch my hand. You know, touch my side. Look at the scars. It's me, Jesus, back from the dead. And he was talking to them. And in fact, he spent about 40 days kind of moving around and doing things and meeting lots of people, doing more wonderful miracles. And then he said to them, it's time for me to go. You see, the Christ will suffer. He told them that. He will rise from the dead. I'm going to preach a change of life for every person who is and will be. I want you, he said to the Christians, and there weren't many of them initially, of course. I want you to go and make me known to others. You are my witnesses of these things. But, he said, don't go yet. Just wait. Because what comes next, I'm reading from the end of the last chapter of Luke 24. What comes next is very important. Because there's someone else you need to meet. So I want you to wait, because I am going to go back to heaven. Well, they struggled with that, because he was back with them. It was wonderful. They were so pleased to be walking with him and watching him and in just knowing that he's conquered death, which is like so exciting in those days, so exciting today. And of course, the day is coming when everybody who died will be raised from the dead. And those who love Jesus go to heaven. And those who don't love Jesus for whatever reason don't go to heaven. They go to another place where they're going to spend eternity. It's the place the Bible calls hell, where they're going to spend eternity without any sense of God's presence or God's love. So he says to the disciples, you've got to wait until you've been equipped from power on high. And then he took them out of the city, and he went over to a place called Bethany, and he was raising his hands to bless them. And they didn't know this was the final blessing. But he raised his hands to bless the disciples, and he started to rise from the ground, and literally, physically, before their very eyes, they saw him ascend. That's why it's called Day of Ascension, and that was 10 days ago. He just disappeared up into the clouds, and he'd gone, and he hasn't been seen since. But he said, I have to go because I'm going to send your friend, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. And then you'll have a power that you need to do all the things I'm going to be asking you to do. That is true for our Queen. And we might wonder sometimes, all due respect to Meghan, if you're 96, what are you doing still flying around the world? I mean, what are you doing being so busy and greeting her people on the balcony, as we saw the other day? You know, how can you keep on meeting so many people, going to so many places? How come you are, I mean, there's only one person older than the Queen that I know, and that's Meghan. And it's wonderful that Meghan's here, but she knows that she's going to tire. She'll want to have a little rest this afternoon, I presume. like me and like everybody else. But see, what Jesus was sending the Holy Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit in Queen Elizabeth who is empowering her to do all that she does. It's the same Holy Spirit, he has no favourites, who's in every Christian sitting here this morning. He lives within you. And today is the anniversary. 10 days after that 40 days he'd been back from the dead. 10 days later, that makes it 50 days. And that's what the word Penti means. It's 50. So Pentecost is the day when he comes and pours himself into every Christian who was then and whoever will be. Isn't it amazing? The Holy Spirit. Just want to say, Holy Spirit, you are amazing. We see what you are doing to strengthen Queen Elizabeth, and some of her family are Christians as well, which is good to hear. Lord, we thank you that you didn't just stick around and do as much as you could in the time available there in Jerusalem, but you chose to go back to heaven, and the Holy Spirit was sent. Without you, Lord Jesus, returning to heaven, the Holy Spirit would not have been poured out into every Christian. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. This is your anniversary too, and we worship you. And thank you in Jesus. Bless you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.